Welcome to the podcast service of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. Visit us online at massclimateaction.net or friend us on Facebook.
Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name's Ted McIntyre, and this show is for Thanksgiving weekend 2016. One of the things I am thankful for in these dark times is the fact that I still have the opportunity to act in the face of the sobering historical moment in which we find ourselves. America is blessed to have vibrant institutions that are separate from the government. They're called, well, they're nonprofits. They're sometimes called NGOs, non-governmental organizations. Think, for example, of the American Civil Liberties Union or the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center. These NGO groups deserve our support all the time, but especially now. The group that I personally support both financially and with my volunteer efforts and with my heart is the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. And I do that both to resist the new politics that we're faced with and to fight the biggest challenge to the future, which is climate change. Now, the Massachusetts Climate Action Network is a 501c3 nonprofit, and that means your donations are tax deductible. Now, Giving Tuesday is a real thing. In the spirit of Thanksgiving gratitude, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving has become an opportunity for people to give back and support the groups that they think are personally consistent with their own views, that they think are carrying forward those things that maybe they didn't win in the election or whatever that they want to see happen in the world. Now, of course, MKN has an opportunity on Giving Tuesday as well. And I had the chance to catch up with Carol Oldham, who's the executive director of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network, to find out about both MCAN and what the Giving Tuesday opportunity is. So let's talk to her. Hi, Carol. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I understand that Black Friday and Giving Tuesday are coming. Can you tell me what the deal is?
That's right. So the idea of Giving Tuesday, it started a couple of years ago, and you know, so there's Black Friday, right, which is the horrible day where everybody stands in long lines in the cold and tries to buy something for slightly cheaper than it would be on another day, and then there's Cyber Monday, when everybody buys everything online. And but a lot of people are starting to give to charities in a friend's name or a family member's name, or give experiences, mm-hmm. or, mm-hmm. you know, start to think about, like, particularly after this election, as we've talked about, you know, this is something people are starting to think about, like, okay, what are the causes that I believe in?
Right,
so
right.
Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Giving Tuesday opportunity for the folks that are listening. And basically they can go to our page, which is www.massclimateaction.org. And there's a donate button, and there's actually a special Giving Tuesday page. So,
I
encourage everybody to give us money to let us do what all the important work. I mean, there's going to be so much to do over the next 4 years. Every bit of support that people can give us. There's also a volunteer button on our page.
Oh,
so
really?
We've had overwhelming number of people say that they want to volunteer with us since the election. So we're hooking all of them up on, you know, teams to do all kinds of things that are really meaningful and yet fun. Because I think one of the things is that people want to really connect with each other,
right,
and
right,
connect
right,
with
right,
like-minded
right.
folks after this election. So,
that's
so
good.
Volunteer and donate and, and do it on Giving Tuesday.
And so it's interesting. The Giving Tuesday, you'll hear it in many different contexts, right? This is sort of no one owns Black Friday or Cyber Monday. I mean, this Giving Tuesday
right.
is sort of a general thing. It's an opportunity and it's a focus that people can use to do what they want to do, right? People,
yeah.
I think many people feel an urge to, as you say, take action, somehow strengthen the institutions they love in the face of whatever's going to happen. And so here's your chance.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I think you're absolutely right about the idea of strengthening these institutions, because honestly, you know, civil society and groups like MCAN are going to be the backstop to make sure that that the issues that we care about are not
forgotten,
overly impacted over the next couple of years. So you
that's
know,
a very kind way of saying.
Engaged.
So I mean, the kinds of things. If someone were to make a donation to MCAN, these sorts of things that MCAN would be able to do. Can you describe the impact of, you know, where your money's going and what would happen?
Yeah. So so there are a lot of different things that we work on. I think one of the issues that makes us really unique is that we've been supporting so we have all these chapters in cities and towns across Massachusetts. And we've been working with the chapters and in some cases even groups that aren't our chapters, to get local energy projects up and running in their towns. And so that's clean energy that is local. And I think one of the things about that, particularly, again, if you look at the election results, one of the things that makes local clean energy really important is the fact that this proves that the good stuff works and that mm-hmm. we can solve climate change, because mm-hmm. we can. What we need is the political will. And the more opportunity that we have to show that these solutions are out there, that they're working for cities and towns, and that they're saving cities and towns money, which
right.
you and I talk about a lot on this. You know, it's,
yeah.
I mean, this is something that's honestly how you change the minds of the people who make these policy decisions.
Right.
And so being
right.
able to, you know, whether it's at the state level and talking to Charlie Baker about budget impacts, whether it's at the national level, and, you know, Donald Trump is supposedly a businessman. So,
right, right.
you know, let's show
money
him
talks.
That this is good business. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's the way that we win this is
right.
That we do it at the local level. We prove that it works and we prove that people want it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that in the face of what's likely to be at the very least non-feasance at the federal level, right, if they walk
yeah.
away, the place that you can make an impact, and as you say, a really fundamental impact, because you're changing the nature of the politics by working at
yep.
the local level, and you're just defining as a given that these things, that clean energy works, and you have the satisfaction of seeing it in your own town. You
yep.
don't need permission from anyone else to go do it. That's where the MCAN comes in, and that's why the donations to MCAN allow us to keep that ball rolling forward, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we are an incredibly lean organization. Our overhead is something like, you know, 3%
right.
of our annual budget. So we are...
You're not buying a portrait of yourself?
Yeah, sadly. but the money that folks give to us goes for program work and
right,
goes
right.
for making a difference you know, on these local projects, on state policy. And so I think we're an organization that people can feel really good about because we are so lean and because we're able to get so much done with so little money, basically.
And MCAN helps individual chapters succeed in their plans, but also has a focus on sort of cross-fertilization. So there's new people come in, they can
Absolutely.
Learn from what the other person does.
Yep.
So in a sense, a donation helps to spread the good word and make it easier
yes.
for the people in the next town over to figure, not town, city, whatever it is, I mean, to
yep.
figure out how to go forward. They have someone to approach and ask, what was your experience putting in this solar panel array on the local high school? Interesting.
Yep. And I think that's really important for two reasons. You know, the first is obviously just information passing between folks. And like you said, being able to say, what was your experience? And what did you do when this happened? Or did you face this challenge because I'm having this problem? How did you solve it? But also, again, we need each other and we need community in this time. And that is one thing that MCAN, you know, I've always admired that about MCAN before I came on. That was something that I thought was really special, just the ability to build that community and really connect folks with other people that are doing these things and other groups that are doing these things. And so I think building that community is really important. And I hope that everybody who's listening to the podcast will be a part of the community by giving, by volunteering, by, you know.
Well, they can attend the conference in March, which is already in planning. And there are webinar sessions that MCAN holds where you can. So even if you can't make it to the conference, you can listen into one of the, and if you go to the website, you'll be able to, be aware of when those things happen. So.
Yeah, we've got a whole events section of our website that tells you what's coming up. So the conference isn't on there quite yet, just because we've got to get a few more details nailed down. Right. But it's going to be on March 5th at Northeastern, which is where we always do it. Mm-hmm. So,
cool.
But yeah, there are lots of ways to get involved with us and lots of ways to learn and make a difference and connect with other folks.
So Carol, tell me, let's go through once again. After you've gotten up at 4 a.m. on Black Friday and been dissatisfied at the Walmart, and then on your fingers to the bone on Cyber Monday, and you're disappointed in consumer society and all want some sort of psychological solace, you turn to Giving Tuesday, right? And on Giving Tuesday, people can go to, what's the website again?
www.massclimateaction.org.
Super. And there is the donate button under which, and there's a page for, but I mean, it's not like you have to go to that page. You get to the donate page, and you make a donation, and you feel good about fighting the climate, fighting the good fight, and supporting local work in the face of the... I'm trying to find a polite way to say that. The significant challenges at the national, but at the local level, here in Massachusetts, there is still the commitment. So nothing's changed here in Massachusetts. We still have the Global Warming Solutions Act. We still have clean power coming. We still have a lot of stuff to do. So there you go. All right.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to come on, Carol. We really appreciate it. I hope everyone who's listening thinks about Giving Tuesday. It's coming fast. So.
All right. Thanks for having me on, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. Please consider making a donation to the Massachusetts Climate Action, not to support your own belief that this is the right thing to do. Trust me, it'll make you feel better. What I'll do is I'll put up links to the donation page on the blog associated with this podcast. It'll be, of course, at massclimateaction.org/blog, which is right. See that button right near the donate button? Not to worry. You'll find your way around. Of course, you can find this podcast on Facebook at @massclimateaction. You can listen to us on your smartphone using Stitcher or TuneIn Radio. You can find us on Overcast. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us all around the internet. So we'll close where we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must resist the denialism in the world today, and we must insist that the United States put a price on carbon. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us, and until next time, be green.
Very cool.